إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها. And the most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارٍ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عباد الله. Allah Azza wa Jal, He created us. And He sustains us and He provided for us. And He places upon this earth. However, He did not leave us without a direction. He did not leave us without a purpose. Rather, He created us for certain noble objectives. Allah Jalla fil Ula, He sent the prophets and the messengers in order to teach us about these objectives. So whoever obeys the messengers in fulfilling the objectives and the purpose of the existence enters into Jannah. And whoever disobeys the messengers and does not fulfill their purpose upon the earth enters into the fire. He said, Jalla fil Ula, Inna arsalna ilaykum rasulan shahidan alaykum. Verily we have sent to you a messenger as a witness over you. Meaning he will bear witness whether you fulfill the purpose behind your existence upon this earth or you did not do it. كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ رَسُولًا. Just as we send to the Pharaoh a messenger. فَعَصَى فِرْعَوْنُ الرَّسُولُ. So the Pharaoh, he disobeyed the messenger. أي موسى عليه السلام. فَأَخَذْنَاهُ أَخْذًا وَبِيلًا. So we took him with a severe punishment. So just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent a messenger, Musa alayhi salam, to Fir'aun and his people. And when Fir'aun and his people disobeyed the messenger, and they did not fulfill the purpose behind the existence upon the earth, then Allah took them with a severe punishment. And like this, our ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent a messenger to us. And he is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if we obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah rewards with Jannah. And if we disobey the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the same abode of Fir'aun and his people will be given to our ummah. He said, Jalla Jalaluh, Ya Ayyuhan Nabi, O Prophet, Inna arsalnaka shahidan. Verily we have sent you as a witness. Meaning as a witness over your ummah. That when you teach them about why they were placed upon this earth, if they fulfill this objective, for them is Jannah. And if they don't fulfill this objective, for them is the fire. Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan. O Prophet, you have been sent as a witness. Wa mubashiran wa nadira, and a giver of glad tidings. Glad tidings for those who fulfill the objectives upon the earth. Wa nadira, and a warner. Warning against the punishment for those people who do not fulfill these objectives. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. and a caller to Allah by His permission. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. And we have sent you as a bright shining lamp. وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So give glad tidings to the believers. بِأَنَّ لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا كَبِيرًا. That they will have from Allah a great virtue. So every single prophet, every single messenger was sent to their people in order to convey to them the objectives behind their existence, the purpose behind their existence. And therefore the question which should be upon your tongues is, what are the objectives for which Allah places upon this earth? What is the purpose of our existence upon this vast earth? What are these objectives that if we fulfill them, Allah rewards us with Jannah? And if we do not fulfill these objectives, then we will lose with the fire. And the prophets and the messengers, all of them have mentioned three objectives for why a person is placed upon this earth. The first of them is ibadatullah, to worship Allah alone. The second of these objectives is ma'rifatullah, to learn about Allah. And the third objective is al-ibtila wal-imtihan, that Allah has placed you upon this earth to test you and to examine you. So the first of these three noble objectives is ibadatullah. We have to understand, we have to comprehend, ayyuhal ibad, that Allah places upon this earth in order to worship Him. He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I did not create jinn nor mankind except that they should worship me. Ikrimah, rahimullah, in the tafsir of this ayah, he said, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَيُطِيعُونَ فَأُثِيبُ الْعَابِدُ وَأُعَاقِبُ الْجَاحِدُ. That the meaning of, I did not create jinn nor mankind except they should worship me, he said, إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ وَيُطِيعُونَ. That they should worship me and they should obey me. فَأُثِيبُ الْعَابِدُ. So I can reward the one who worships. وَأُعَاقِبُ الْجَاحِدُ. And I will punish the one who does not worship. أَيُّهَا الْعَبْدُ. You are not created and you are not placed upon this vast earth to merely eat, drink, sleep and fulfill your desires. This is the life of the animals. This is the existence of the cattle. Allah differentiated between us and between cattle. And this is by, He gave us a complete intellect. And as for the cattle and the animals, they were given an intellect. However, the intellect is deficient. And us as humans, Allah has honored us by giving us a choice and a will. And the animals, the cattle also have a choice and a will. However, their choice is restricted. And our choice and will is unrestricted. And therefore, the one whom Allah has honored with a complete intellect and the one whom Allah has blessed with a complete choice should not live the life of those whom have a deficient intellect and a restricted choice, i.e. the cattle. So if a person's existence is merely entertainment and amusement, earning money in order to spend the money, and he does not think about Allah, he has no concern for his Creator, the one who blesses him, the thought of the Akhirah has no place in his life, then what is the difference between his life and the life of the cattle? What is the difference between his existence and the existence of the cattle? And he said in the Quran, Jalla Jalaluh, أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. He said, do you think that the majority of the people, they hear or they understand? In hum illa kal an'am. They are only like the cattle. Bal hum adallu sabila. In fact, the majority of the humans are more misguided than the cattle. And how is this? How is it that the majority of the humans are more misguided than the cattle? Al-Hafidh ibn Kathir rahimullah, in the tafsir of this ayah, he said, hum aswa'u halan min al an'am. That the majority of the humans, they are worse than the cattle. فَإِنَّ تِلْكَ تَعْقِلُ لِمَا خُلِقَتْ لَهُ. Because those, meaning the cattle, the animals, they understand why they were placed upon this earth. They were placed upon this earth to eat and drink and sleep and produce offspring and to be service to the people. And so they fulfill this purpose. He said, فَأَمَّا هَؤُلَىٰ, and as for those, mean the human beings, خُلِقُوا لِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ, they were created for the worship of Allah. وَهُمْ يَعْبُدُونَ غَيْرَهُ, however they worship other than Allah. وَيُشْرِكُونَ بِهِ, and they place partners with Allah. مَعَ قِيَامِ الْحُجَّةِ إِلَيْهِمْ عَلَيْهِمْ, even though the evidence has been established upon the humans. وَإِرْسَالَ الرُّسُلْ إِلَيْهِمْ, and the prophets and the messengers have been sent to them to clarify the objective, to clarify the purpose upon the earth. However, they do not do so. So therefore, a person, a human being, a Muslim who only lives for the dunya, his whole life revolves around the dunya, he does not care about the akhirah, then what is the value of his life? What is the goodness of his life? Rather, Muslim must live for the akhirah. And we should not be like the mushrikun. At the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, they used to say that it is only the life of this world. You only live once. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, and we will not be resurrected again. And what does Allah remind us with? He said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٍ, he said, O people, O humans, verily the promise of Allah is the truth. It is a reality. And what is the promise of Allah? It is death. It is al-akhirah. It is al-ba'th ba'd al-maut, the resurrection after death. He said, فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا, so do not allow this dunya and the life of this world to deceive you or to distract you. The second of the objectives for which Allah created us, our second purpose upon this earth, is to learn about Allah. We were placed upon this earth to learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can a Muslim worship his Lord and yet he is ignorant about him? He knows nothing about him. He doesn't learn about him. How is Allah worshipped upon ignorance? The prophets, they were sent in order to teach us about Allah. The books were revealed in order to teach us about Allah, about our Lord. And for this reason, open any page of the Mus'haf, open any page of the Qur'an, and you will find ayat after ayat speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of these ayat, they speak about His beautiful names. Some of these ayat, they speak about His descriptions. Some of these ayat, they speak about the actions of Allah. Some of these ayat speak about the rules and the laws and the decree of Allah. Some of these ayat speak about the wisdom of Allah Jalla fil Ula. Why? So we read these ayat, we learn about Him, we contemplate Him, and this is the best of knowledge. And Allah Jalla fil Ula in the Quran, He orders us to learn about Allah. He said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, He said, no, fa'lam, have knowledge, learn that there is no deity besides Him worthy of worship. He said, لِتَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, so you may have knowledge, so you may learn that He has complete ability over everything. Look in these ayat, fa'lam, لِتَعْلَمُوا, have knowledge, learn, be aware of your Lord. Al-Hafidh ibn Rajab rahimullah, he said, أَفْضَلُ الْعِلْمِ الْعِلْمُ بِاللَّهِ, that the best knowledge, it is knowledge regarding Allah. بِأَسْمَائِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ, to learn about His names, to learn about His descriptions, and to learn about His actions. أَلَّتِي تُوجِبُ لِصَاحِبِهَا مَغْفِرَةَ اللَّهِ, and when a person learns about Allah, when a person learns about the names of Allah and His descriptions and His actions, then the forgiveness of Allah comes. وَخَشْيَتَهُ, then a person learns how to fear Allah. وَمَحَبَّتَهُ, then a person loves Allah. وَهَيْبَتَهُ, then a person is in awe of Allah. وَإِجْلَالَهُ وَعِظْمَتَهُ, then a person exalts Allah. Then a person realizes the greatness of Allah. وَالتَّوَكُّلَ عَلَيْهِ, then a person knows how to depend upon Allah. وَالصَّبْرَ بِهِ, then a person can have patience through Allah. وَالرِّضَى عَنْ, then a person is pleased with Allah. وَالْإِنْشِغَالُ بِهِ دُونَ خَلْقِهِ, and then a person occupies himself with Allah as opposed to occupying himself with the rest of the dunya. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was the most pious of people. He was the most pious in terms of his worship. He was the most loving of Allah. He was the most fearing of Allah. Why? Because he had most knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said to Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, Ya Aisha, O Aisha, Wallahi inni la'a'lamuhum billah. He said, O Aisha, I swear by Allah that I am the most knowledgeable of the people regarding Allah. He said, Wa ashaddu lahum khashya. And I am the most fearful of people regarding Allah. So this fear that the Prophet had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where did it come from? It came from his knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So because he knew Allah the most, because he learnt about Allah the most, because he used to contemplate and think about the ayat in the Quran which mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his khashya, his fear, and his humility in front of Allah, it increased. The third objective for which we were placed upon this earth, ayyuhal ibad, is al-ibtila wal-imtihan, is as a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has placed us upon this earth to test us, to examine us. So the life of a person, it revolves around blessings and difficulties. Sometimes Allah gives us that which we love, that which we are pleased with, and this is a test. And sometimes Allah afflicts us with something which hurts us, something which we don't like, and this is a test. He said, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who has created life, death and life, in order to test you, who is best in action. So our life upon this earth, our existence upon this vast earth, it is, all of it is a test. And Allah tests us with everything. That which you eat is a test. What you drink is a test. What you listen to is a test. What you look at is a test. The words which you speak with is a test. That which you touch is a test. Those people who you interact with, this is a test from Allah. The money which you earn is a test. The money which you spend is a test. Whatever is in your pocket is a test. Your mobile phone is a test from Allah. Your car is a test from Allah. The clothing which you are wearing is a test from Allah. Your business, your house, your children, all of this is a test from Allah. Everything which you love and desire is a test. Allah said, زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ, that the love of the desires have been made beautiful for the people. Which type of desires? مِنَ النِّسَاءِ, women, وَالْبَنِينَ, offspring, وَالْقَنَاطِيرَ الْمُقَنْطَرَ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِضَّةِ, and having a lot of gold, having a lot of silver, وَالْخَيْلِ الْمُسَوَّمَةِ, and beautiful horses, وَالْأَنْعَامِ, and cattle, وَالْحِرْفِ, and land, وَالْحَرْفِ, ذَلِكَ مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. He said, all of this is the enjoyment of this world. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الْمَآبِ. However, with Allah is a better abode. So when death comes to a person, then this test, this exam, it finishes. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he divides the people into two groups. Those who pass the test and those who fail the test. And those who pass this test, those who pass the exam, they are rewarded with Jannah. And those who fail the test, then Allah punishes them with the fire, may He save us. And when we hear of the word fitna, when we think about test, when we hear of the word trial, ibtila, we automatically think that this is regarding the bad matters, the harmful matters. So we know that illness is a test. This is a fitna. We know poverty is a test. But also the good things, the blessings, that which you love, all of this is a test as well. And the majority of this, of us in this country, wallahu a'lam, live in blessings. So we come to a masjid which is warm, safe and secure. We go back to a house which is warm. Nobody ever thinks that, will I return back from the masjid? Will a bomb explode outside whilst I'm returning? So we live in this ni'mah. And we have to remember that this ni'mah is a test for you. And perhaps the punishment for failing the test of ni'mah is more severe than the failing the test of something which is difficult for you. Allah said in the Quran, "Inna ja'alna ma 'ala al-ardi zinatan laha," that everything upon this earth we have made it beautiful. Why? لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ, so we can test them. أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, who is best in action. So sometimes Allah tests a person with difficulties. And sometimes Allah tests a person with blessings. To see who will be grateful and who will be patient. To see who will be obedient and who will be disobedient. And Allah called the good things upon this earth a fitna. He said, وَنَبْلُوَكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً, that we test you. We test you with the harmful things and we test you with the good things. All of it is a fitna. And how many people, when they are poor, they are pious and close to Allah. When they are hungry, they are generous. When they are afflicted by a calamity, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as soon as Allah blesses them with wealth, as soon as they fill their stomach, as soon as they become strong and healthy, then you see from them they become stingy and they become disobedient and they forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they did not realize that this is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, "Kalla innal insana layatgha," verily man, he exceeds the limits when arra'ahu istaghna, when he sees himself as rich and healthy and wealthy and powerful, then he begins to oppress. He said, "Inna ila rabbika ruj'a," however, to your Lord you will return. And therefore the successful person, ayyuhal ibad, is the one that when he is touched with any difficulty, when he's poor, when he's hungry, when he's in need, he's close to Allah. He makes dua to Allah. He relies upon Allah. He's patient. And then when Allah blesses him with wealth, when Allah blesses him with comfort and luxury, then he becomes even closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he shows shukr to Allah jalla fil ula. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Alladhi ja'ala dunya dar ibtila. Yabtali bil amwali wal awladi man yasha' min khalqih. ليتبين بذلك الشاكر القائم بالأمانة ممن يضيعها القائل سبحانه إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة. أيها العباد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has differentiated between us as humans and between the animals and the cattle by giving our existence three objectives. The first of them is to worship Allah alone. The second of them is to learn about Allah. The third of them is as a test and as an exam. And from the tests and the exams, the fitan, which Allah tests us with, are two. And these two tests Allah mentions in the Quran over and over again. He said, "Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna." He said, your wealth, your property, and your offspring, your family and your children is a fitna for you. So it should not be the case that our children, our wives, our families, our jobs, our wealth and money is a reason for us to be distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, when Allah blesses them with a child, when Allah blesses them with marriage, when Allah blesses them with wealth or gives them a job, they become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They stop coming to the masjid. They occupy themselves with the dunya. They stop seeking knowledge. So if you ask that person, "Ya akhi," my brother, "Ya ukhti," my sister, why? You are practicing, you are coming to the masjid, you used to learn, you used to fulfill the wajibat. Why is it now that you have stopped this? The person will reply, "I'm busy with my marriage. I am busy with work." And this person, this miskin, did not understand that Allah only gave them the wealth. Allah only gave them the offspring to test them. Let us see. This person, when he was poor, he was close to us. This person, when he was single, he used to come to the masjid. This person, when he was ill, then he used to make dua to us. So now let us test him with marriage. Let us test him with children. Let him test her with job, with money. And let's see, do they stay upon my obedience or do they reject my obedience? And Allah in the Quran, He tells us not to be distracted by our children, not to be distracted by our work. our children, our work, our family, marriage is not an excuse to become distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become distant from the masjid. He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. Do not allow your wealth, do not allow your children to distract you from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفَعْلْ ذَلِكَ And whoever does this, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ They are the ones who have lost themselves. And Allah said in the Quran to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ Do not be amazed by their wealth. Do not be amazed by their offspring. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا Allah only wants to punish them through these blessings. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, let these blessings which Allah has blessed us with be an avenue to become close to Allah and not to be distant from Him. Just as you used to supplicate to Allah when you were ill, then show shukr to Allah now you are healthy. Just as you were modest and humble when you were poor, remain modest and humble now you are rich. Just as you used to give your time for the sake of Allah, you used to attend the masjid when you were single, then carry on giving time and attending the masjid now that you're married and you have offspring. Ibadallah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد